to our third Shack meeting of the year. I want to go ahead and go around and have everybody introduce themselves if y'all want to get started at this table.
Hi, Dr. Lila Marinegas, campus principal for OWPDA.
Cindy Garcia, counselor.
Mrs. Casas, assistant principal.
Jamie Hunak, which director?
Renee Orta, PE teacher.
Amanda Henley, Odom Junior High principal.
Belinda Ruiz, counselor in the OJH.
Adisela Tortorello, junior high nurse.
Lisa Bettis, district nurse.
Abigail Gonzalez, the counselor, elementary.
Katie Young, nurse, elementary.
All right, welcome, thanks for being here. Our mission is to implement a coordinated school health program to prevent obesity, cardiovascular disease, and type 2 diabetes in students through a combined effort in the school district and community. Go ahead and pull the minutes out from our January 29, 2026 meeting, and go ahead and read those. Motion to approve minutes.
I second that motion.
Everybody in agreement?
Yes.
Minutes are approved. Okay, we're going to go ahead and go over reports from each committee. Nutrition, our Texas AgriLife individuals have not gotten back to me about coming to our meetings, but they're pretty good about joining our shack, so I'm pretty sure if not this year, then next year they'll be back. Physical education, Ms. Renee.
Right now we are working on field day events, just practicing, and then my older kids, the third through fifth graders, are also doing their fitness trail.
Are you going to be doing beach today after all?
I have talked to the kids about it. I haven't had a chance to talk to them again, but I know some of them are interested in it, so I'm going to see what I can do.
Okay, awesome, thank you. Health services, all of the health screenings are complete. We've made follow-up calls, and we'll continue to make the calls until the end of the school year so we can do the state report. Right now we're working on seeing how we're going to do our registration paperwork for next year. So that's the consent for health services and the consent for our human sexuality curriculum and our consent for over-the-counter medications like Calogel, topical things that we give the students, as well as like Orajel. So we're trying to figure out if those are going to be sent out or if it's going to be an online thing. They're talking about maybe trying to do it on Parent Square, but I don't know how that's going to work for all campuses. I know it's harder to get paperwork back from junior high and high school than it is
for our campuses because our kids put stuff in folders and take it home, but at the older levels, they don't. So, but it'd probably be better to try to get that all the same throughout the district, I would think.
Junior High just put out like an electronic permission slip, and that was awesome.
Was
for 8th grade.
Parents
were
trying to run it.
Mm-hmm. And like that was so much better because we were able to just sign it and you just, mm-hmm. your students' information, everything came up. You agreed, didn't, whatever, and that was it.
And were you able to print the form individually for each parent?
And I can see which parents accessed it and which ones have not, and then I can remind them.
Okay.
Yeah, it was, we were all talking about it. We're like, oh my gosh, that's so amazing. Like, same thing, we said we don't get them or they get lost mm-hmm. or they forget to give it to us, and then we're there at the last minute, like, okay, we need it. So that was amazing. I don't know how they did that, but it was really good.
It was just a form on parents' birth.
Yeah, it was real easy. Mm-hmm. It was real easy.
So how do you think that that'd be something we could maybe go ahead and roll out to? I have to talk to Shannon to see if she'd want to do it too, but
yeah. I mentioned it to her.
Okay. So then we'll go ahead and try to do the forms like that for next school year. Moving on, healthy school environment. Coach Pfluger wasn't able to be here, but he sent me what he's been doing for safety. High school, intermediate, and elementary have successfully completed their intruder audits. Junior high has yet to have theirs. New ADs have been added throughout the district. They haven't been added, but they've been ordered. So we're getting one for the bus barn. We're getting an AED for this gym here and for the new gymnasium. So those are gonna be put into play by next year for sure. So those are in the process. The press box has one, and so we felt like we probably needed some in those other areas. For this campus, it's always been okay for us during the school day to just come from the gym to the office because it's not very far. But I didn't know that they're doing like volleyball like on the weekends. So they probably need something in there. If somebody's out there and they don't have access to the school, they're gonna need something if something were to happen. So that's why we're ordering one for this gymnasium as well. Bus radios have been purchased and are in the process of being installed. Campuses are finishing up drills for the year. The district's currently performing an internal safety audit that's happening every 3 years. And that's what he had to share. For health education, we're continuing to utilize the Great Body Shop for K through fourth grade. For fifth through eighth, the STEAM's done. The only last thing we had to do was do the surveys, and they were completed, and I've already mailed those off. So that's completed. Counselors, y'all have anything y'all want to share?
At the interview, we're doing the iLead curriculum, so we're still doing those. We're in the middle of testing right now.
For us, we have our science, sixth grade science and seventh grade Texas history that are doing the iLead curriculums with them. We've completed eighth grade course selection. We are going to be doing fifth grade course selection next week on the 22nd. And then seventh and eighth graders, incoming seventh and eighth graders will happen hopefully before the end of the month.
Thank you.
Elementary? Oh, and our spring health fair.
Oh, that was into the family community. We have second grade is going to be coming, I believe, I don't remember, next week.
In May.
To visit the campus for third grade to get ready. So we've been doing that for the past couple years. So we have that. And then I'm like concluding my lessons to the week before school ends. That'll be it for my lessons, but like of course I'll still have them, but it'll just be as needed. But and then I don't know, I think that's it for the time.
All right, thanks for sharing, guys. Family and community involvement. Our health fair happened on Friday.
Yes.
We had 85 adults and 118 youth that participated and signed in.
Yes, it was a good turnout. It turned out to be a perfect day.
The weather was great. Mm-hmm.
So it was a really successful event.
And that was through Project Hope?
Yes.
The ones that coordinated, correct?
Coastal Bend Wellness. And then their sisters, like Project Hope, Project Turnaround, all of them. And they, I mean, they pretty much led everything. We
just
gave them the space pretty much. But
I mean,
he was
some logistical stuff here.
But he did amazing. They did really well. And, you know, we helped find, like, vendors or to go out. And our goal, he said, as long as we are interested, we can keep it up. Our goal is to next year get more community and school vendors out there because we didn't have very many of that.
Dental, maybe some dental people. I have a lot of contacts, and I don't know if it was just too, like, I let them know too soon.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, it was too soon that the health fair was happening, so
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people didn't come, but usually we have, like, people that do the eyes, people for dental, stuff like that. I think that'd be good.
Yeah, and I know
nursing school sometimes too.
Yeah, I know he said that there was a couple that backed out because of weather, but then ended up being really
nice.
Like,
so,
like,
it was
perfect.
It was
so,
like, the perfect day.
But I think everything, in spite of everything, it went really well for being the first year.
Yeah. Health promotion for staff. On March 16th, we had the Texas Mobile Imaging come out. And we had a lot of staff participation. Their families came out and got screened. And we even had a few people from the community that joined ours because they were going to do it on a separate day. But it didn't work out, so he just asked if they could come. And it was just a few people from the community that came as well. So that was a really good turnout. Moving on, discuss and possibly take action on prohibiting student energy drink supplement consumption on school grounds by adding the restriction to our district wellness policy. And this is going to be for students, so it would be worded that way. I know that we talked about that at our last meeting. Is that something we want to move forward with? And do we want to go ahead and add it next year to our wellness plan? So it wouldn't be in the policy, but it'll be in our wellness plan to follow.
Yeah.
Is that something you want to go ahead and
put
on?
How does that work?
How would it work in what way?
Okay, if it's not in the policy, but it's in the plan.
It doesn't need to be in the policy. The plan is more of what we're following and what we're doing. Policy is more like government, like what they say we have to have in the policy, like what we're supposed to be doing, and then our plan is how we're doing it.
Okay.
So is there room for, like, parents to
and that's my
push
thing.
Back on it?
How are they going to be like, well, it's not in your policy,
right.
So we can still, like,
that's
yeah, exactly.
I believe, and I can check with Ms. Carr, that if we put it in our plan and it's in the handbook, then the handbook
be in the handbook, though. Mm-hmm.
We can put it, I can talk to her about it.
Yeah.
See,
just because that's my thing.
We're going to get pushed
input. Yeah.
Right. If we can go ahead and put it in there. And we still really need to talk about how we're going to word it and what we need to say to stipulate that they can't have certain things. Like, is it just going to be caffeine, like the caffeinated beverage, like Alani and stuff like that? Or is it going to be other supplements as well?
Is it going to be like iced coffee? And then, like, we had a kiddo with pre-workout.
400 milligrams.
Well, see, and then we see a lot of kiddos, like, even here at the intermediate with, like, the teas, the ACE teas and all that, which, I mean.
And some of them may not have.
Yeah, they may not.
But how are we going to know is going to
be the thing to police that?
Like, so do y'all want to research and find out, like, how we're going to word it? Like, I know I read to y'all a little bit of the wording that I was thinking about previously,
mm-hmm.
but it says energy drinks.
I was
right.
Looking for it. You didn't give us an example, right?
No, not this time. Last time
she
read
it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that it said it
had a certain
percentage of, you want to read it?
I can read it. So it says energy drinks are not allowed to be offered or consumed by students during the school day on school campuses. By definition, an energy drink is a type of beverage containing stimulant drugs, chiefly large amounts of caffeine, which are marketed as providing mental or physical stimulation. They may or may not be carbonated and may also contain sugar or other sweeteners, herbal extracts, and amino acids. There are many brands and varieties of energy drinks, such as Red Bull, Monster, Rockstar, etc., not included in this definition are drinks such as Gatorade, Powerade, or other fluids that are intended as a sports drink that does not contain large quantities of caffeine. We can put or other stimulants, or we can word it a little bit differently there to include everything else, like supplements. Maybe we can put something like that that doesn't include
caffeine or other supplements, maybe. But does contain electrolytes and is intended to rehydrate or refuel during physical activity. Campus administration shall ultimately determine what does or does not qualify as an energy drink. And then we can put on our website and in the handbook, if we are allowed to put it in the handbook, what the Academy of Pediatrics states about caffeine and and the guidelines. What do y'all think?
That summary pretty much sums it all.
Covers it.
And we'll just put it's kind of like the dress code, it falls under the administrator discretion. That's to determine if it's an energy drink or not.
Okay, so let's vote on it. Everybody in agreement that we want to add that in our wellness plan?
Yes.
Anybody that doesn't want to add that to our wellness plan? It's unanimous, and we'll go ahead and put that in there and possibly in the student handbook. We'll talk to Ms. Carr about it.
If you share that with her or with one of us, because we work on the student code of conduct over the summer.
Okay.
And so if that's something that we're going to put in there, we need that
verbiage. Okay, to start putting it out there before the school year starts, too.
Okay, I'm going to put on here that I need to talk to Ms. Carr about. All right, let's move on to number 6, discuss any recommendations for possible health initiatives for students and staff. Anybody have any ideas or anything that we possibly want to bring for next year? I know we have previously spoken about maybe family field day or something, but that would be like after hours or on the weekend, like they did the fun run.
Can we bring that time?
That would be lovely if we could.
Across the
district. Nap time, we need a maybe mental health time daily. What do y'all think? Just go ahead and think about that, and we usually discuss that at every meeting, so if anybody thinks of anything, we can talk about it and see.
I mean,
see
we did the fun run.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that kind of fell into like a family. Mm-hmm.
Is this for family or just like for staff?
It could be any health recommendations or activities for anybody. It could be students, staff, family.
The thing about it is the fun run was you charged for that, right? Are you thinking more of like a free event?
It could be, or if a campus wanted to take it on as a fundraiser, it could be that too. You know, whatever. If anybody would like to do that, then we could possibly look into doing that. I know some they've done family fun runs where they have the inflatable obstacle courses. I don't know if they would be interested in maybe helping with something like that, their project help people, or I know we have other community partners that sometimes say that they'd be willing to donate stuff, so if somebody wanted to take that on, we could possibly do that. So it'd be whatever y'all end up wanting to do. You know, if y'all want to do a fundraiser, we can. We want to try to see if we just get donations and have it do it for free for the community, then we can do that too for our students and their families.
Could we do it as a fundraiser, as a SHAC? Because if a school takes it on, then that
counts
eats up one of our fundraisers that we do for the year.
Okay. I mean, we could, but then what are we going to use like the money for that we raise? You know? A playground for the intermediate campus?
That'd be nice. That would be nice. Or other events throughout the year for the kids.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I just if one of the schools takes it on, it counts as one of our fundraisers.
Mm-hmm.
So, and if it's not successful, then
so we'd have to
beaten up one of our fundraisers.
Okay.
Well, for the nurses, if the nurses want it, and then y'all get money for y'all's department. I don't know.
Okay. Well, we'll talk about it. Think about it and talk about it a little bit more. Next, we're going to use our WellSet policy assessment worksheets that I have on the tables to begin working on our wellness policy triennial assessment. So every 3 years, we have to assess our wellness policy and our plan. And then from that, they audit the food service department every 3 years as well. And this has to be done to correlate with her audit. Right, Janie?
Yes, ma'am.
So we need to start working on it at least beginning, so we can do the policy first, and then like probably next year work on the plan. So this one right here that's on your desk, this is our current wellness policy. These forms that I have here are sections of the federal requirements that they want. So what I need y'all to do is go through your sections, because it's a FR13, FR14, FR1. Some people have different ones. And so you're going to read what the federal guidelines are and look at our policy and see if it says it in there. So you'll rate it a non-applicable, 0, not mentioned, 1, either the following vague or suggested, or 2, requires district to post its wellness policy on the website. So you're going to see how it's stated in ours. And if it's not stated correctly or it's vague, then we're going to have to change it, which is okay. But we just need to know. We need to know. And whenever I do the actual triennial assessment, then I take what we have now and how it's supposed to sound, and I have to put it in there, and then it rates it. It gives us a number of how well we're doing. It doesn't count against us. It just means that we need to update our policy, if that makes sense. So let's take a few minutes to go ahead and look at those per table. Did everybody get one of these with the paperclip? And then I can do this for Jenny since you're by yourself. Because this one only has 2.
Do you have
any questions on that? Does that make sense? So, I'll get you. I'll get you the. Here you go. So this is the policy, and this is what it should be. Okay. So you're just going to tell me these words. I mean, your section tells you, like, right here, it tells you. Federal letter states that also includes a description of the manner in which parents, students, or students in school can be featured. That's what I didn't get. Does everybody just have one paperclip?
Sure.
Yeah, why don't you sit over here? She's got a mask on. Yes. Here, ask me one.
I just want one. They are included. Yeah, this one has the
fruit and veg. And that one said it's 12.
I do have 12. And now
there's 4 in each. There's 4 of them in each. The other reason we're doing this is because they've changed their guidelines a lot. Sometimes they're vague, and then in future years they decide, okay, well, it's kind of vague, and let's add more to it and the requirements, and so they want to get done.
We're done.
Yay, you're first.
I got it.
Okay, so.
Then we're done.
Oh, here.
Yeah, but it has to say the name.
Oh.
That's what they're looking to see. Does it say where it's been?
Make sure the name is.
Oh. Thanks for looking to see that's in there.
No, we have to update it. So you're looking and then you're going to write down the number. Like, did it say this?
Just write it on this one.
Okay. You're looking for it in there. And it says it. It doesn't say it at all. Then you take it out. And it just says it kind of vaguely.
Okay, thank you everybody for working on the worksheets. We're going to go ahead and move on to open discussion. Does anybody have anything that they want to share? Anything else they want to share?
No.
No? Well, then it is 4:50, meeting adjourned. Thank you.